History and Future of Aircraft Flight, 19th Century Flight Simulator. The achievement of man-made flight is an astonishing revelation for all in our current time period. Built through the power of locomotion, gas engines, and sheer willpower, plus a ton of money, airplanes allow the ordinary citizen to travel through the air, traveling comfortably from one destination to another in the air, of course, was not something that was fabricated within a few years. The first experiments of man-made flights started in the 19th century. According to Britannica.com, the study of aerodynamics can be found as early as the 16th century. However, true airplane test simulations began in the 19th century. The biggest and widely known from this time period was in the 1870s from Otto Lilienthal, who demonstrated many flight attempts that man is capable of being airborne. Unfortunately, Lilienthal never truly made a breakthrough in achieving long flight sessions. The first to actually make a significant advancement in aerodynamics was Wilbur and Orville Wright, formerly known as the Wright brothers. According to the YouTube video The History of Flight, narrated by Tom Baker by Bits and Pieces, they combined all the research on flight mechanics and mathematics to eventually lead to a conclusion that propulsion was an issue not being focused on. In fact, propulsion and steering were being neglected entirely. Thanks to the talents and efforts made by the Wright brothers, airplanes finally made their debut in 1903. Jet Force. After the foundation of airplanes, a much bigger and larger project unfolded. Airplane travel is great. Flying through the sky is now possible and really becomes an unforgettable experience the first time. However, after a few generations of airplane models being built, there was one thing that was noticeable: speed. Frank Whittle pioneered the first idea of increasing the speed of airplanes. According to the YouTube video Genius of the Jet, The Invention of the Jet Engine, Frank Whittle HD Documentary by Dronescapes, the idea of increasing the speed of airplanes was actually a thesis topic Whittle wrote while attending school. He correlated two aspects about airplanes. To go faster, the aircraft needs to go higher into the sky. Thus, Whittle focused heavily on the engine component of airplanes to obtain those results. In 1941, the first jet engine airplane launched a maiden flight into the sky. The overwhelming success turned the industry of aeronautics into a renaissance. Nearly 40 years after aircraft creation allowed mankind to fly in the sky, a new beginning of even faster flight travel emerged. The unthinkable became a reality, thanks to Whittle's imagination and dedication to airplane technology. A true pondersaur. The supersonic future. The future of aeronautics begins to expand, albeit 80 years after the first prototype jet engine. Airplane technology remained consistent and improved a little bit more each decade. However, everything is going to change. Starting in the next decade, mankind will see themselves traveling at supersonic speeds. According to GE.com, the next generation of fighter jet engines is ready to be produced. The AX-100 fighter jet just passed the flight test as being the next generation fighter aircraft, capable of going into subsonic below 250 miles per hour, transonic between 250 miles per hour and 720 miles per hour, and supersonic above 720 miles per hour speeds. The AX-100 fighter jet can break the sound barrier. This is truly a wondrous and momentous achievement to equip fighter jets, as speed and efficiency are paramount in aerodynamic strategies. On the commercial end of aircraft technology, in the YouTube video Revolutionizing Flight, the Amazing Potential of the CFM RISE Engine by Mentor Now, new jet engines are being constructed and tested. These new jet engines are much quieter, faster, and fuel efficient. While not quite able to go supersonic speeds, the new jet engines allow commercial airplanes to travel nearly the speed of sound. In other words, after 80 years of development in aircraft technology, an ordinary person can almost travel at the speed of sound. Aviation conclusion. Airplanes were an unimaginable concept for the general populace before the end of the 19th century. Only pioneer inventors, scientists, and wealthy entrepreneurs sought the aircraft technology as being an actual concept. However, today, airplanes are now just quotidian conversation topics. Aviation is now starting to increase the speed of flight travel for the ordinary person. But one question remains. Is there more in store for flying in the sky? In the recent YouTube video Launch, Virgin Galactic 02, One Step Closer to Spaceflight for Everyone, by NASA Spaceflight, a trial run for launching a commercial spaceflight was tested. In the video, you can witness one of the first ever experiences of traveling to space and back for the ordinary citizen. If traveling at supersonic speeds is not fast enough, why not try a hand at launching into space?